top of the world.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
It's an often overlooked issue, senior hunger in America. But the need goes beyond meal delivery to nourishing human connections and vital wellness checks. There's a waiting list for those in need.
We can provide a meal, a safety check, eyes and ears on a senior, and a human connection for an entire year for the same cost as that senior being in the hospital for one day or a nursing home for 10.
Then, recent research has put the spotlight on adolescent sleep patterns and heart health.
Sleep is essential for life, and therefore inadequate sleep can play a role in cardiovascular health. And very likely, early signs of heart problems start at a much younger age.
Those two stories and more are straight ahead on this edition of InfoTrack. Stay with us. The show begins after this timeout.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Memorial Day savings are here at the Home Depot, with free delivery and up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $450 off select appliances like LG. Plan your get-togethers with an LG refrigerator you can count on at the Home Depot. And with a connected ThinQ app, you'll know when to replace the filter. Spend less time worrying this Memorial Day with savings on LG, America's most reliable appliance brand, at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid May 15th through June 4th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the,
not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Most of us know Meals on Wheels as the organization that delivers food to seniors, but it delivers a lot more than that. Dignity, independence, and a lifeline of human connection. Joining us today is Ellie Hollander, President and CEO of Meals on Wheels America, to talk about the powerful impact of these services. Ellie, I think most of our listeners have heard of Meals on Wheels. What is something people might not know?
Wow, Chris, well, there's a lot. So let me just think a few things. You mentioned it at the beginning. It's more than just a meal. Seniors tell us that while they wait for that nutritious, tasty meal to be delivered, as important to them is the fact that they're going to have a moment of human connection. They're going to see someone else in a given day, maybe the only person that they see. But another thing is our programs deliver more than that. They also do safety and wellness checks. They look around the house to make sure that there aren't tripping hazards, or if they're pets that also need a meal, many of our programs provide those as well. That's just one of several things that people may not know about Meals on Wheels.
With so much attention on cutting the budget in Washington, what sort of a return on investment do you think Meals on Wheels provides?
Well, the nice thing about Meals on Wheels is that we can provide this full service model I just described, a meal, a safety check, eyes and ears on a senior, and a human connection for an entire year for the same cost as that senior being in the hospital for one day or a nursing home for 10. So the evidence is there. It's a proven public-private partnership. It's been around successfully for over 50 years, and the program is still going strong.
So what are you urging Congress and the administration to do to sustain the program?
Well, Meals on Wheels funding has never kept pace with the growth and need of the senior population, nor inflation. I mean, we're very dependent on food and fuel, as you can imagine. And with inflation over the years, the gap between resources available and those in need has widened significantly. We're asking Congress to appropriate more money, sufficient money, so that we're not leaving people on waiting lists, so that we can end the wait in America. Our programs tell us right now that one in three programs has a waiting list for our Meals on Wheels service, on average, 4 months, some as long as 2 years. The benefit of providing that service is that we keep people independent at home and out of far more expensive healthcare settings. So it makes good economic and social sense.
I'm curious what kind of training and support the volunteers receive to be part of the Meals on Wheels effort.
Programs definitely are very reliant on volunteers. They keep our wheels rolling. And if we didn't have our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to reach the millions of seniors that we do in a given year. Very important that volunteers get that training so they know what to expect. If they knock on the door and the senior does not respond, what are the appropriate actions that they should take? So this isn't just something that, you know, we can just do willy-nilly. We really make sure that we're taking good care of the seniors that we're visiting so that they actually are benefiting from the service.
Ellie, local Meals on Wheels programs, I understand, differ around the country. What ties them all together?
I'd say what is the common thread between all of these different Meals on Wheels programs in suburban, urban, and rural areas, large and small, is a commitment to the mission to ensure that seniors have the ability to live out their lives as long as they can and as they choose in the comfort of their own homes and communities. It's enabling independence, delivering hope and joy, and making sure that someone is checking in on our loved ones who may not live close to us, but we want to make sure that they are well cared for.
We're talking with Ellie Hollander, President and CEO of Meals on Wheels America, talking about this service and what a powerful impact it has. Ellie, what impact did the COVID-19 pandemic have on Meals on Wheels, and are there any lingering effects from that?
Well, the pandemic really showed the resilience of the Meals on Wheels network because folks stepped up to the plate. We had millions more seniors who were needing support in their own homes. They were sheltering in place, as we all were. And so the demand increased considerably. Meals on Wheels programs considered first responders in many ways, kept their programs running. There was emergency funding that the federal government made available. And individuals really stepped up and contributed generously to help us fill that gap. Interesting point, though, Chris, is that only 1% of all philanthropy in our country is dedicated to seniors and aging. So that public-private partnership becomes really, really important, particularly as the demand has continued following the pandemic.
What would you say are some misconceptions about who Meals on Wheels serves?
Yeah, I think sometimes senior hunger and isolation, growing epidemics in our country, are often behind closed doors. We may not realize that the neighbor next to us, or that our teacher from high school or our post person delivering mail, is actually needing a helping hand through Meals on Wheels. So I think it really does cover all kinds of individuals, many who don't live near a good grocery store or a food source, what we call a food desert. Those that have limitations, physical or mental limitations, who can't really just prepare their own meals or don't have the means to do that. So sometimes people are able to actually pay for their own meals. So there may be a misnomer sometimes that meals, you know, are just provided for free, but we always invite people to make a contribution to the extent that they are able.
How does Meals on Wheels help seniors stay in their homes longer, if that's the case? And why is that important?
Well, I think we all want the opportunity to live out our lives in the setting of our own choosing. So I think it's a very important opportunity that people should have. But it's also very important because if you're not able to be nourished, if you're malnourished, or if you're a fall risk because you're dehydrated, you're going to end up in the hospital or in a nursing home prematurely. It's far less expensive for us to help maintain the independence and dignity of individuals who want to live out their lives in their communities and their own homes versus in institutional settings.
Just run me through what a volunteer schedule looks like in a typical day. How many seniors would they speak to, and how would that go?
Well, it really depends on the particular program and the route that that volunteer has. So there really isn't a one-size-fits-all. But I will say that for some, if you're in a rural area, it can take several hours to deliver to a number of people if they're spread out far. If it's something that you can do during your lunch hour, you can just obviously contact your local Meals on Wheels program and work that out. It can be delivering meals. It could be making phone calls. It could be doing pet visits and so forth. So there really isn't a one size fits all in terms of volunteering. But I can tell you that our programs would be very appreciative for people to reach out and see how they can help.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm wondering if you could share a story that really captures the spirit of Meals on Wheels in action.
There's so many stories. I think what I'll share is one that happened to me not too long ago, which was I was visiting a program on a visit in Kansas. And this gentleman had recently lost his spouse and was just so delighted to have someone come visit. He was very lonely and he wanted to engage in conversation for a long time. I anticipated this because the person running the program told me that he had recently experienced this loss. And so we made sure that we scheduled that visit at the very end of the route so that I could stay longer. And he didn't want me to leave. And honestly, I didn't want to leave either.
Ah, that's so nice. Well, for anyone listening, what can they do to help support Meals on Wheels?
Well, there are three calls to action that we always offer people who are willing to help us end the wait for the millions of seniors who need it and those that are on a waiting list. You can advocate for more support, to ask members of Congress to appropriately fund our programs. You can volunteer and you can donate, and you can do all of that at MealsOnWheelsAmerica.org/endthewait.
Okay, give us that URL one more time.
MealsOnWheelsAmerica.org/endthewait.
Ellie Hollander, President and CEO of Meals on Wheels America. Ellie, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Next, teen sleep patterns and heart health. That story as InfoTrack continues.
There's more InfoTrack coming up. Stay tuned.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
Get Memorial Day savings now at the Home Depot with free delivery and up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $450 off select appliances like Whirlpool. Store dinners and keep your coolers iced for sports practice with the large storage and ice capacity of a Whirlpool refrigerator from the Home Depot. Celebrate Memorial Day with savings on select appliances right now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid May 15th through June 4th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Now, back to InfoTrack. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Parents, could your teenager's irregular sleep be setting them up for future heart problems? A medical doctor has crucial insights that can help protect adolescent cardiovascular health in the years ahead. Here with the story, InfoTrack reporter Jim Anthony. Jim?
Thanks, Chris. Sleep is essential for growing kids, yet many adolescents struggle to get the recommended 8 to 10 hours each night. But it's not just the total amount of sleep that matters. Irregular sleep schedules and late nights could have long-term consequences. In a new study, researchers from Penn State College of Medicine found that inconsistent sleep patterns may negatively impact heart health later in life, highlighting the importance of healthy sleep habits from a young age. Dr. Julio Fernandez Mendoza is a professor of psychiatry and behavioral health at Penn State College of Medicine and the senior author of the study, and he joins us today to share his insights. So before we get into your study, I'm curious, what inspired you and your colleagues to study teen sleep patterns and specifically their connection to heart health?
Well, two main reasons. We've always been interested at Penn State in child sleep. That was an endeavor of many people. And then mostly following them up as they grew. We're working a lot on multiple dimensions of sleep. But as you said, there was a very specific interest in understanding cardiovascular health. As you may know, most studies focus on adults. But we wanted to understand two things. One, that we know sleep is essential for life, and therefore inadequate sleep can play a role in cardiovascular health. And two, that very likely early signs of heart problems start at a much younger age.
So with that in mind, let's dive in and provide us with a brief overview of the study and your findings.
So what we studied was 700 adolescents that participated in the Penn State child cohort. 90% of them were between the ages of 12 to 19. And we did a sleep study where you put sensors in the brain and the body to examine multiple things, including sleep apnea. And then we also hooked them up with an EKG monitor. So we actually sent them home after the sleep study visit with one of these devices, and we measure their heart activity through 24 hours after being in the lab. But we did not only do that, we also send them home with an actigraph, almost like a little watch that measures movement and allows us to estimate patterns of rest, meaning sleep and activity. And I'm highlighting this second device because this is where we were able to measure at what time they were asleep, at what time they were awake, that we call circadian alignment or circadian misalignment, whether you're sleeping outside of the time that most people sleep or within the time that most people sleep.
You also refer in your study to heart rate variability, or HRV. How does HRV serve as a marker for cardiovascular health, and why is it important as it relates to teens and their sleep habits?
When we hook them up with a Holter monitor to send them home, they return it 24 hours after being in the lab, and we analyze those EKGs. You can imagine it's 24 hours of heart activity data. And one of the things that you can analyze from that is not just arrhythmias that many people may be familiar with, but also the variability of your heart rate. Most people would think that having a very low heart rate variability is good. Actually, in terms of heart rate variability, is the opposite. Low heart rate variability is a sign that there is decompensation in the way that your heart basically is beating. So that means that if your heart rate does not vary a lot throughout the day or throughout the night or throughout the daytime period only, that means that actually your heart is not adapting well to the changes throughout the day, right? Your heart rate needs to change, has to have a lot of variability throughout the day because you get up, you sit down, you rest, you get angry, you get happy. So people who have low heart rate variability may be at risk of developing heart problems. And I'm saying may because what matters is the determinant of that low heart rate variability. And that's exactly what we measure. What we found in this study was that teens with a circadian misalignment were associated with this lower heart rate variability. So that means that their heart is not compensating well between high activation and low activation throughout the day.
Let's talk a little bit about circadian misalignment. Based on your study, is it a growing concern for teens?
We do know that the circadian timing of sleep, when you sleep, we know that that is maturational, is developmental. As we grow from childhood through adulthood and we pass through adolescence, with the onset of puberty, with the physical changes, there is also a change in our biological clock. And teens start to fall asleep later and wake up later. Many parents are very aware of this, and even ourselves. We can remember ourselves the time where midnight hit and we were not sleepy. And maybe even your parents were thinking that it was a reckless behavior. And no, you truly were not sleepy. Your brain was now ticking at a different time than when you were a child, and sometimes even at a different time than even the adults. So we do know that that's a developmental process that happens in all of us. However, it is true that there is a subset of teens, and that's what our study found, that develop a major problem of this shift in our circadian rhythm of sleep. And they become much more delayed in their sleep pattern. So they will fall asleep, let's say, at 2 a.m. in the morning and have tremendous difficulty waking up to go to school.
This may be an oversimplification, but really your findings suggest that if adolescents maintain good sleep hygiene, that they're consistent with it and in line with their internal body clock, then the risk of cardiovascular issues later in life is potentially minimized, correct?
Yeah. This means that above and beyond sleep hygiene, which is taking care of issues that are lifestyle related, right? Like substance use. And with that, by the way, I include caffeine, but also your sleep behavior. So as you said, probably teaching sleep is very important. You know, we learn to sleep when we're very little. We are taught to sleep alone. Like, that's something that is learned. And then we also learn what to do when we are asleep, where you sleep, whether you sleep in front of the TV on the couch or you actually go to your own bedroom. So sleep is a physiologic need, but it's also a learned behavior. And if we don't do something about it with good education and also giving good behavioral evidence-based instructions to these adolescents, that's how the problem becomes worse. But in terms of prevention, it can be actually done with very well-established behavioral recommendations, light exposure, behavioral habits that promote sleep, that anchor you to the biological night, a ton of things.
I want to congratulate you on your research. It's published in the journal Sleep. Dr. Julio Fernandez Mendoza has been our guest today. Thanks so much for joining us today. Greatly appreciate your time and your expertise.
Thank you, Jim.
And I'm Jim Anthony for InfoTrack.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
Memorial Day savings are here at the Home Depot with free delivery and up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $450 off select appliances like LG. Plan your get-togethers with an LG refrigerator you can count on at the Home Depot. And with the connected ThinQ app, you'll know when to replace the filter. Spend less time worrying this Memorial Day with savings on LG, America's most reliable appliance brand, at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid May 15th through June 4th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
When sexual harassment happens in the workplace, chances are the company won't deal with the complaint properly. Why does this happen? And what can a victim do about it? With the story, here's InfoTrack's Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Adrian Lawrence is a former ESPN anchor and legal analyst and now the author of the book Staying in the Game, The Playbook for Beating Workplace Sexual Harassment. Adrian, for those who aren't familiar with your story, your role in this issue apparently began as a result of the sexual harassment environment at ESPN. Tell us what's wrong with the typical way that sexual harassment is dealt with in the workplace.
Unfortunately, the vast majority of companies treat sexual harassment like it's a legal issue. It is rarely, if ever, a legal issue. You know, over 5 million people are sexually harassed in workplaces across the country. And less than 1% ever even file a complaint with a government agency, and even fewer than that actually sue. So the fact that people think it's legal is in part why companies treat it as a legal issue, where suddenly you become their opposition, when in reality, this is just bullying. So it can be something that managers need to address.
You write about 5 common characteristics of people to avoid in the workplace. Tell us about those characteristics.
This is probably one of my funnest chapters to write, in part because it's largely based on life experience, also conversations with people, and what I've seen in cases, that there are very similar personalities for people who engage in harassment and different approaches that they take. For instance, the ulterior motive mentor, the person who swoops in pretending they want to help you out and give you guidance when they're really just trying to maybe make a romantic pass at you. And it's not where you want to be in a situation where you are just trying to do your best and make your contribution as an employee, but now you're going to end up having to fight off someone who thinks that you'd be better fit to be girlfriend or mistress material.
What are the mental health consequences of being in a sexual harassment situation, and how do you deal with that?
A lot of people don't fully appreciate how much it can mess up your head game. One of the biggest aspects of sexual harassment is the mental part. Because again, this is bullying to get you to play small, where you have an economic livelihood, you have a family to take care of. If you're a dual income earner, you can't have being without your income. And so there is so much stress that can come into play. And a lot of individuals who are subject to sexual harassment, or even just exposed to seeing it as a bystander, end up with depression, anxiety, PTSD. These are things that can disrupt your entire life and how you interact with your loved ones. You have to be very, very protective of your mental state. And that was something that I witnessed in my own experiences, where I would see the men around me observing things that bothered them, and you could see the impact it had on them, because they don't want to watch people be sexually harassed or be bullied or mistreated either. And feeling like you can't say anything, that really can impact a lot in terms of the head game.
Adrian, what are the biggest misconceptions that women continue to have about harassment?
A lot of women think they need to be touched, and that is not the case. Also, too, unfortunately, there is this mentality of, I'm lucky to be here. It's a very American worker mentality. And they need to realize that that is not true either. You do not have to tolerate someone treating you with disrespect and trying to weaponize your gender or sex against you just so that they can feel like they're in power and in control. It's not okay, and it's all right to stand up for yourself and to believe what you know occurred and not have someone gaslight you.
The Me Too movement certainly has brought this to the forefront, but do you think that we're making real progress, and are you optimistic on the future of dealing with sexual harassment as a country?
I really liked the Me Too movement in terms of that it helped largely women feel comfortable in speaking out about these things, because that's how they continued to persist in terms of harassment and sexual abuse, is the silence factor. So it's good that it broke the silence. Unfortunately, the situation we're in right now with COVID-19 is that there is a lot of job scarcity and economic insecurity. And so my concern is that it's essentially going to make people go silent again, because they can't risk being without a livelihood. And on top of that, a lot of people are feeling powerless, and they're going to want to use bullying tactics like sexual harassment to feel like they've got some control over their lives.
Adrian Lawrence, the author of Staying in the Game, the playbook for beating workplace sexual harassment. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
And that's it for this week's show. Special thanks to this week's InfoTrack contributors, Roy Mackey and Gina Tedesco. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. We hope you'll join us right here next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Muskie 101.
Barbed wire fence carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray black top, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing. Freedom is the miles I'm rolling on. Out here cruising to a backroad song. I feel the wheels like a melody, like a radio dialing in strong. Come on, come on, sing. Sing along to my backroad song. Ooh. Ooh. I hit the brakes for an old New Holland, hammered down and pass them on up. The breeze smells like a summertime hay field's just been cut. I got the windows down, way. Sing along, sing along to my backroad song. The only way today could get better, girl, what I'm thinking is I can pick you up, you slide in this this truck, I can hear you singing. Ooh, let me hear you singing. Sing along to my backroom song. Come on, come on, sing along to my backroom song. This is my backroom song. This is my backroom song. Come on, sing along to my backroom song.
Hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on. Barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
Enjoy the music, it's great.
The most country music.
Streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
I check my pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. On the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to still brought flowers. I picked up a phone before a last call hour. And not cause they cheated, and not cause they lied, and not cause they're sort of sorry after a fight. And wait, there's guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good in.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Musky 101.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't
I met all my wives. The traffic jams are just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe Bill. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. All stand on the sun. A bucket of rust or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives. The traffic jams are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Down a photograph of our wedding day, ripped it down the middle and threw my half away, and I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She broke all my fishing rods, put my guns in hot, threw my clothes out. I got nobody to blame but me. I know right away I went wrong. I know just what got her gone. Turned my life into this country song, and I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame.
Come
have a really good variety.
Your country now, online and on the app.
Muskie 101. FM Muskie 101.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world, 'cause it's something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear for only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free, but that ain't gonna work for me. If I had to choose what I couldn't lose,
there'd only be one thing.
One FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.